Groove 93, WMPZ, you're with Magic, and you're listening to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. It is that time again. It is National Drug Take Back Day, coming up on April 28th, and I have some special guests in the studio with me to talk about that. See what I mean? Okay, hold on. Okay. Today, we're going to talk about the opioid crisis in Tennessee, what our local and state organizations are doing to fight the issue, and what each of us can do to help. Our guests today are Camilla Bibbs Lee and Kalandra Smith from the Hamilton County Anti-Drug Coalition. How are you, both of you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
All right. Good morning. And Ms. Janice Bird from the DEA. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
All right. Your mic. You need to speak right close into it.
No, I'm probably just a little close. Like, I ain't got to touch it.
Okay, so let's share a few facts as we understand this issue a little bit better. This is a really serious crisis in Tennessee and with all across the United States. So why is it such a big problem? Camilla or Kalandra, would you like to answer that?
Yes. So when we talk about opioids, we're talking about a class of medication used to relieve pain. And sometimes people get addicted to it because the medication is very addictive.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. So what is the Hamilton County Anti-Drug Coalition doing to fight this issue, and how is the DEA addressing the issue? That's the question is for either one of you, I guess.
So we provide, the Hamilton County Coalition provides free lock boxes for people so they can lock their medication up. We also provide overdose reversal training and free naloxone. So people... Okay, so we provide free lock boxes for caregivers and parents so they can keep medication safe. We also provide presentations to increase awareness about the dangers of opioids at neighborhood meetings and churches and schools. We also provide free overdose reversal training and free naloxone.
Okay, so where does the average person fit into this?
The average person fits into this just by being a patient. You have a physician, you go to your doctor, you receive a prescription, possibly pain medication, and now you have fit into this cycle that if you don't have an understanding of what it is that you're taking, if you're not taking it as directed, there could be a possibility of addiction. So we just kind of try to remind people, you know, what type of questions to ask your physicians when you're going to your doctors. You know, is this something that could be addictive? You know, letting them know your history, if there is any addictive behavior. Mm-hmm. So our goal is just to bring out awareness, to let the community members know, our youth know, just how dangerous these drugs can be if not taken as directed.
Okay. And Magic, to piggyback on something that you asked them about what DEA and the coalition was doing to track cattle, curtail this problem. We can't arrest everybody. It's going to be totally impossible. So that's why DEA, we're in our 15th year with this Take Back event. And that's why we partner with different organizations, locals, state organizations, so we can try to get the word out to the public that we want to do something other than put everybody in jail, because we can't put everybody in jail. And we will not be able to arrest our way out of this. We're going to have the help of the community so we can get the awareness out there and try to get it stopped.
Okay. Well, let me ask this then. As far as legally, you know, I'm not even really sure how this works, or like as far as with the doctors that are prescribing the medication, is there any kind of legal responsibility with them? As far as if you have a patient that continuously comes to get prescriptions, I'm hurting, or my, you know, that, you know, maybe it's their regular doctor and they just go in and say, you know, I'm having some pain, can I get medication prescribed? Is that, do you know, I mean, because that's a whole different thing probably from what you do, but do you know if there's any kind of legal, you know, anything for the doctors to not continuously prescribe medications to patients that may not need the medications, or if they're, what do you call that when they go from doctor
shopping?
Yeah, and they go to doctor. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to?
Well, they are trying to do keep a record with the prescription with the drugstores, so to see that if I went to drugstore X and then I went to drugstore R with the same prescriptions. And most doctors, you know, you used to could go to the doctor's office and get a 30-day supply of these pills, but now they won't give you that many. The law has changed, and drug manufacturers are changing the laws as far as how they are letting doctors prescribe these opioids. So you're not able to go in and just get an abundance of these things like we used to.
And so I now understand why there's such a crisis with, you know, people who have been prescribed the medication. If you have someone in your family or friends, you know, people that take the medication or steal medication from people who actually need it, and getting rid of medication, which is what we're here to talk about, also about the Drug Take Back Day. So let's talk about that, and what can people expect?
Well, on Drug Take Back Day, we're going to have several locations throughout the city. We have actually 14 locations throughout Chattanooga.
Okay.
And they're actually airing that right now. You can see it on any of our local channels or the cable network. They're airing it. And it will also be broadcast on the new, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What's that channel?
News Channel 3 and 9.
Yes, News Channel 3 and 9 will also be broadcasting that. We have several locations that would be the main locations, which will also offer shredding and other items throughout the city. You got them?
Yeah, so Mount Canaan is actually the kickoff site.
Yes.
So
we did a broadcast with them last year.
Yes. So beginning at 9:30 a.m., we're asking, you know, our local law enforcement who are going to be involved. State officials will be there just to do a kickoff with media to let everyone know what's going on in the community and how we're trying to get this awareness out. That location is also a location that we'll be having our reversal overdose training.
Okay.
So we will have two trainings on that day beginning at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And they last about 45 minutes to an hour, and they'll be back to back. So we're just asking people to come out. We do have a couple churches, other churches that are on board, First Baptist Church, which is on 8th Street, and then Orchard Knob Baptist. They'll also be hosting a take back. So we're just excited to be in the communities and letting people know that we're here and to answer any questions that they may have, you know, on their concerns.
Okay. So last year when they had it, I asked this question. I'm going to ask again because, you know, people might be concerned about that when they do bring medications. You know, you have your personal information on there. Is that something they should be concerned about? Should they peel the labels off?
Or no.
You make sure that none of their personal information is given out?
That's not a concern. Mm-hmm. Actually, all of that information is burned.
Okay.
We as law enforcement, once we take that, we tie it up in a bag and we take it to a disposal site and it's all burned. So you don't even have to, you never have to worry about your identity being seen or your prescription being taken. We're not going to look at anything that you bring in. The only thing that we do ask is that you do not bring needles or liquids because that's kind of hard for us to dispose of.
Right.
And then we have to dispose of it a different way for the environment. So we're asking, you know, if it's pills, we're going to take it. We're not going to look at it. We're just going to take it, and you can keep driving.
Right.
You can just hand it to us, put it in the box, drive on off.
Right. And I guess if you feel uncomfortable, you can take a marker and just mark through it or something like that. And that was going to be my next question. I was going to ask you what happens to the medication after it's collected. So you just explained, you know, what happens. And did you want to add anything else to that? Or is that what people need to know? Because they're wondering, well, what happens, you know, when I bring you the medication, then what? Where does it go?
Yes. Like I said, we take it to a huge incinerator and it is burned. So everything that's in that container gets burned.
Okay. And people really should do this. Like last year I did it, and you know, you don't understand how much stuff you really collect from accidents or going to the emergency room, or if you get hurt, have a baby or whatever the case is, and you have these medications and you put them away or either just put them in your cabinet and not think about them anymore. You know, I think I found stuff from like 4 or 5 years ago, long time expired. And you know, so digging, and if you have where you put those medications, this is a way to, you know, dispose of them. So look and see what you have and a way to keep it away from getting into the wrong hands, which is part of what we're talking about here today. So is there anything else going on at the take backs? I know you mentioned the shredding. Did some of that too. You got documents and papers from forever and ever that you want to get rid of. They do that as well. So is there anything else going on at the take backs?
Yeah, I just want to just kind of remind everyone, and this is one of the things we'll also be doing, our volunteers at each location, you know, with Blue Cross Blue Shield and their campaign, the Count It, Lock It, Drop It campaign. Mm-hmm. This is a campaign that's just trying to bring awareness to how you're storing your medications, making sure you're counting your medications, that nothing's been stolen, and then properly disposing of them. We have several permanent disposal boxes throughout Hamilton County, and there's still so many people that are not aware of those permanent drop box locations, and we will have that information on hand when you come through, and we will be handing it out to everyone who comes through, whether they bring something or not. So it's just a great campaign that we want to bring more awareness to, so that people can have a better understanding of how to protect their community, protect our youth and themselves.
Okay. And I wanted to bring up again, as far as when you were talking about counting your medications, and, you know, we definitely don't want to get into the wrong hands as far as children are concerned. But, you know, Janice, I guess I can ask you this, like, who, like, if you have medications and you're not thinking that your son or daughter or, you know, your relatives would be the ones that take from you, who do you see the most as far as when you have someone who is abusing, you know, the opioids, and they're taking them from, you know, the person, sometimes it's the person closest to you, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, people would think, like, you know, my grandson's not going to come over, nobody's going to bother it. But who are most of the people sometimes that you have the issues with taking medications from, you know, the person that it's been prescribed for?
Well, you know, Magic, this thing is such a big epidemic. Mm-hmm. Everybody, all races, wow, from every economic standard is touched by this. Mm-hmm. So really, I can't say, well, this class of people is doing it more than this class. It's widespread. Mm-hmm. We're just inundated with this.
It could be your good friends that came over to visit.
Yes, because sometimes, you know, you might have a visitor just come in your house, and they go in your bathroom, and they just check, and they see, oh, pills, and they take a couple. Mm-hmm. But it could be anybody. Mm-hmm. Family member, like you said, friends. Everybody and anybody is going to be, has been, or will be touched by this epidemic.
Sick, and you know, you're caring for your loved one, and then you end up with all this leftover medication. People can just come in and, like,
okay. So, also, you know, it could be caregivers as well, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and if someone is sick and they're caring for them, and you know, we've had those cases better, or and then they have these medications left over, and then people just assume that, okay, well, you know, I'll take them if they don't need them anymore. Mm-hmm. And that could be a problem also.
And with teens, they think it's okay. Well, it was prescribed by a doctor, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll take one and I'll give one to my friend.
Right.
And I mean,
they don't understand the interactions. That's why you see the doctor, because you don't know what that medication that you may take may not be good for me.
Exactly.
So, and I heard about the kids in the farm parties.
Yes.
P-H-A-R.
Yeah.
pharmacy, I guess. Yes. Pharmacy. And, you know, and I heard, you know, nationally where some kids have died from, you know, taking the wrong medications that didn't interact well with them. So, you know, I appreciate what you guys are doing. And, you know, I saw it firsthand last year, and I'm glad it's back again. And what year is this again?
This is year 15. And can I tell you that each year we've had the participation with our locals and our partners has gone up. In April of our 13th year, we had 4,223 just law enforcement. We're not talking about other partners that we have, like the Coalition, Blue Cross Blue Shield. And each year it goes up. So this year, in when we did it in October, we had 4,274 just in the state of Tennessee. So I think we're getting the word out there. We still have a whole lot of work to do, but we are getting the word out to the community that, you know, we want to do something other than arrest our way out of this.
Exactly. And then I think if you have family members of someone who has actually been prescribed the medication, because those people can get addicted to the medications. Even if it has been prescribed for you, you can still get addicted to these medications. So, you know, once it runs out, then I understand that people have, you know, they make up reasons to get, you know, refills, and, you know, because they don't, you like you said, they don't prescribe refills anymore like they used to. And you have to, you know, do something. So if you are a family member or a person that's close to someone and you see the issue, you know, tell somebody or speak to their doctor, or, you know, try to see what you can do to help. And what can people do if they have questions or want more information about the drug take bag? Maybe they want to volunteer, or, you know, ask about certain medications or whatever questions they may have. What can people do if they have questions or need more information?
They can visit countitlockitdropit.com. That will give them locations.
.org.
I'm sorry. .org. And that will give them the locations of.
They can visit. Sure.
They can visit countitlockitdropit.org and find locations that are near them. They can also visit hccoalition.org to get information about the coalition, about trainings.
Say that for me again, too. Say they can visit.
They can visit hccoalition.org to get training information, prevention awareness information about, you know, community events that's going on in their area.
Okay. So did either one of you want to add any final words? Ms. Janice, you look like you got something you want to add over there.
Well, and also, you can always go on the usdoj.gov website and find other information, phone numbers for contact information. The total collection sites for this year in is like 5,000.
Wow.
And I wanted to tell you the ton. We, last year in October, we took up 456 ton.
Okay.
Just in the state of Tennessee. So we are doing.
And it's great that people are actually starting to participate.
Yes.
You know, and I'm going to ask this too. Did you say that it's a drive through and people don't even have to
Get out the car? No.
You can just drive through and keep going.
Yes.
You know, so that's a great thing also. So did you want to add anything else?
No, just you were talking about addiction and just when people steal medication.
Yes.
And it could be a family member. It could be a kid. But just thinking about the brain changes when a person is addicted to opioids, the brain thought process, the process changes. And so, I mean, they'll do anything to get it.
Exactly.
And so they'll steal from you. They may buy drugs off the street. And that's really dangerous.
Right, because you don't know what you're getting out there.
Right, and then it can also sometimes turn to illegal drugs like heroin. So that's even worse. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to say thank you to all of you for being here today, and we look forward to the event coming up again, National Drug Take Back Day, April 28th. You said the main location is at Mount Canaan, but if they want to find the other locations that may be closer to them, they can go to the website again to get all of the locations.
Yes.
Also, at the training that's going to be held at Mount Canaan, is that they'll also receive free naloxone after the training.
Okay. Yeah. And that is for if someone has an accident or overdose. Mm-hmm. Okay. Correct. All right. Well, thank you all so much. And
let me see. It's 10 to 2.
Oh. Can we say 10 to
2? We didn't.
So it's National Drug Take Back Day once again, April 28th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Main location is at Mount Canaan on Highway 58, and then you can go to the website to get all of the other locations. And that is once again, let you give me that website for us.
Yes, you can go to hccoalition.org. To get those locations that are near you.
All right. Well, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee and Groove 93.